It's 44 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Congressman Derek Van Orden, as well as all of Wisconsin's Republican representatives, voted in favor of a House budget resolution last night. The measure passed by two votes, with all House Democrats voting against it and all but one Republican voting for it. Van Orden said that the budget resolution does not include cuts to programs such as Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid, and anyone saying otherwise is lying. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan said the plan reduces funding for health care and food assistance. The Social Security Administration Tuesday announced the closing of a component within the agency, the Office of Civil Rights and Equal Opportunity. Employees in the office were put on administrative leave effective immediately. Lee Dudek, acting commissioner of Social Security, said, quote, "Our focus is supporting President Trump's priorities, which include streamlining functions and prioritizing essential work, terminating the Office of Civil Rights and Equal Opportunity, and reassigning statutory responsibilities performed by this office advances the president's goal to make all of government more efficient in serving the American public," end quote. SSA will transfer responsibility for processing equal employment opportunity complaints, reasonable accommodation request, and other statutorily required functions to other SSA components to ensure compliance with existing legal authorities. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and a group of her colleagues demanded answers from the Social Security Administration regarding the recent turmoil at the agency as Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency embed themselves and gain access to Wisconsinites' most sensitive personal information. Baldwin and the lawmakers wrote, "Providing access to personally identifiable information on hundreds of millions of Americans stored by SSA to DOJ employees without a legitimate reason and in apparent disregard for privacy laws, regulations, and procedures raises serious concerns about the security of that data and what DOJ plans to do with it." The letter seeks answers from Acting Commissioner Leland Dudek about DOJ's activities at SSA, including whether the acting commissioner has disclosed any sensitive personal or financial information to any unauthorized persons outside SSA, whether DOJ has requested or received access to any SSA system that is used in determining eligibility or benefit amount of Social Security or SSI benefits, whether DOJ has gained access to SSA databases that include personally identifiable information, wage or tax information, or personal health information, whether any private or commercial servers been connected or integrated into SSA data systems to review, edit, modify, access, delete, move, or otherwise change data, and what steps are being taken to prevent DOJ from stopping lawful benefit payments or utilizing personally identifiable information for political purposes. Hundreds of Wisconsinites gathered outside Senator Ron Johnson's office in Madison Tuesday to protest possible cuts to Medicaid in the Republican House budget proposal. Their budget proposal includes over $880 billion in cuts to the committee that oversees Medicaid. In Wisconsin and across the country, Republican representatives have faced spirited crowds at town halls voicing their concerns over the potential cuts. Some have even agreed with their constituents that cuts to Medicaid programs would be a mistake. Republican state lawmakers are seeking co-sponsorship for legislation that would direct the Wisconsin Public Service Commission to conduct a study identifying potential locations for nuclear power plants. The study would seek to identify potential new sites and opportunities to expand nuclear power generation at existing facilities. The agency would also need to cut 30 days off of the standard 180-day approval process for facilities with an advanced nuclear reactor. Wisconsin currently only has only one operational nuclear facility. Wisconsin has officially joined the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Milk Testing Strategy. The program is meant to track bird flu through raw milk samples as the highly contagious virus continues to spread across the country. Officials are still working to determine how and when testing will be conducted. The virus has not yet been detected in Wisconsin's dairy cows, but has appeared in a few bird flocks. Barron County also saw the first human case of bird flu in the state after a worker came into contact with an infected flock. Attorney General Josh Call has joined a coalition of 23 attorneys general in filing an amicus brief asking the U.S. Supreme Court to act to protect a key provision of the Affordable Care Act that guarantees access to critical preventative care for millions of Americans. Attorney General Call and the coalition urged the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a lower court's decision stating that the structure of the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is unconstitutional, a decision that will impair access to life-saving medical care. Before the ACA's enactment, many Americans struggled to afford preventative services, such as cancer screenings, which can be life-saving, but were often not covered by insurance. Congress enacted the ACA's preventative services provision to eliminate this financial barrier by requiring most private insurance plans to cover preventative services recommended by the task force without charging out-of-pocket costs, including copayments or deductibles. Attorney General Call and the attorneys general have asked the Supreme Court to reverse the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit's decision in Kennedy versus Braidwood Management Incorporated. According to the coalition's brief, the Fifth Circuit's decision that the task force exercises unconstitutional authority over insurance plans is incorrect because the task force's members are constitutionally appointed and supervised by the Secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services. The coalition further explains that prohibiting enforcement of the preventative services provision could cause a significant gap in health coverage that states will not be able to fill because federal law prevents them from regulating certain insurance plans. The brief explains that since the ACA became law in 2010, the provision has significantly improved public health outcomes by expanding access to preventive services. In addition to saving lives, the provision has also reduced socioeconomic, racial, and ethnic disparities in health care by expanding access to a variety of preventive services. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Tuesday that while Republican lawmakers are still ironing out priorities for the state budget, tax cuts are a key part of the developing plans. While Republicans from both chambers met Tuesday afternoon to determine budget priorities, Voss criticized Governor Tony Evers for not working across the aisle during the current budget cycle or the last one.
So 95% of our tax reduction was vetoed by Governor Evers, which is the basic reason that we have this massive surplus right now in our state budget. So we're not going to use that surplus to grow the size of government. We're going to use it to reduce taxes. So my hope is we can find a plan that we agree on, send it to Governor Evers, cut taxes, and then we have money left over to be able to focus on where we're going to invest going forward.
Voss spoke about GOP budget ideas during a WisPolitics luncheon at the Madison Club. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is fearful of what Trump administration policies might mean for Wisconsin. Evers commented to the Wisconsin Counties Association's annual legislative conference in Madison Tuesday and said there's no question that tariffs are going to negatively impact Wisconsin's economy. Evers and other governors from around the nation met with President Trump at the White House last week. Evers said what was supposed to be a 20-minute discussion ended up lasting an hour and a half. The Democratic governor said that while the president is an amazing human being in a lot of ways, he continues to be concerned about the direction the administration is taking. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss doesn't buy Governor Tony Evers' explanation for using gender-neutral language in his proposed state budget. The Democratic governor said during a stop in Wausau Monday that replacing the words mother and father with terms like parent and inseminated person in the budget bill is about legal protections for people using procedures like IVF. The Republican Assembly Speaker found that hard to believe. Speaking with reporters following a WisPolitics luncheon in Madison Tuesday, Voss said Evers, quote, came up with a reason that his staff put this inside the budget, but it's really made Wisconsin a national embarrassment. Voss said the language, like much of Evers' budget proposal, is dead on arrival in the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee. The bill from Oconomowoc Republican Representative Barb Dittrich follows the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's announcement last week that it is changing policy on transgender athletes. WIAA will comply with President Donald Trump's executive order barring transgender women and girls from playing women's and girls' sports. Dittrich's bill would require transgender women and girls in K-12 schools, universities of Wisconsin schools, and technical colleges to play the sport that aligns with their sex assigned at birth. Governor Tony Evers has criticized the legislation as discriminatory and has said he will veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less welcoming for LGBTQ people and children. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin has concerns about the Trump administration's efforts to cut federal funding for medical research. Mnuchin says cuts would impact the kinds of research UW-Madison is doing, ranging from the work on cancer and work on Alzheimer's to the work on how to use Wisconsin's natural resources. Of UW-Madison's top 10 National Institutes of Health grants, five involve dementia research. Wisconsin is among 21 states that have sued to stop the funding cuts. Earlier this month, the Trump administration announced a major reduction in federal funding for medical research. Wisconsin and 21 other states have sued to stop the cuts. The Democratic-backed candidates for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court is decrying Elon Musk's involvement. Susan Crawford said Tuesday that the world's wealthiest man is trying to buy a seat on our Supreme Court. A political action committee created by Musk, a close advisor to President Donald Trump, has spent $1 million on the Wisconsin Supreme Court contest so far. Another group that Musk has contributed to in the past has spent $1.6 million on television ads attacking Crawford, who is a Dane County judge. Musk is backing Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel, a longtime Trump supporter who attended Trump's inauguration last month. Schimmel says it's more concerning that his Democratic-supported opponent is benefiting from donations by liberal philanthropist George Soros. The race for ideological control of the battleground state's highest court is nonpartisan in name only. Republicans are lining up behind Brad Schimmel and Democrats back Susan Crawford. The election on April 1st will determine whether liberals maintain their majority on the court. Schimmel said today that he will not be influenced by the big money donations coming in on his side. Crawford has made similar pledges of independence. All Joann Fabrics stores are now closing. The company declared bankruptcy last month and announced store closures earlier in February. But this week, after the company was sold at auction, the buyers announced plans to liquidate all stores in stock. It's unclear how many people will be losing their jobs. Joann has been in operation for over 80 years, but slow sales and staffing troubles forced it into bankruptcy twice in the past year. Tax season has started, and many consumers have either already filed their taxes or are getting ready to do so soon. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends filing as soon as you can. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
We want early filers because we want everyone to avoid tax-related identity theft. Because at this time, when we get into tax season, it means identity thieves are going to try and steal the customer's tax returns by filing that with stolen information. And they, of course, want to get to it before you do, any return that's existing. So we want consumers to file early.
When filing taxes, there is a feature that can be obtained to help keep your information safe.
There are some preventative measures that can minimize the risk of tax identity theft any tax season, and that's by setting up an identity protection PIN with both the federal IRS at irs.gov and the Wisconsin Department of Revenue at revenue.wi.gov. These identity protection PINs add an extra layer of security to consumers' tax filings by preventing someone else from being able to file a tax return in your name, even if they have your personal information.
There are other safe measures that can be taken when filing taxes as well.
Again, I've said it, file early. Do so securely. If you're transmitting over Wi-Fi, be sure it's secure and not open in a public Wi-Fi system. Don't store that sensitive data on the device. You'll have it on, process your tax records, and then get it off your computer again. Don't store it there all year. And then shred the unneeded documents. You'll have to keep appropriate records, but shred the things that you don't need and protect your mail. You know, get to the post office to mail your tax records if that's how you're going to file. But then also, if you are awaiting a check, be sure that you have a nice secure system to receive your mailing there.
Michelle Reinen says that if you experience tax-related identity theft, you should reach out to someone immediately.
You can contact Consumer Protection so we can help you sort through the steps. Also, if it's tax-related specifically, contact the Wisconsin Department of Revenue as soon as possible, and also contact the IRS as soon as possible so they can put a pause on those tax records and flag things and secure them and work with you on that recovery.
To report tax-related identity theft, contact the Wisconsin Department of Revenue by phone at 608-266-2772, by email at doridtheft@wisconsin.gov, or you can report it to the IRS at identitytheft.gov. More information and resources are also available at irs.gov. If you need any other identity theft assistance, DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline number is 1-800-422-7128. The 13th annual Milk and Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament will be held Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. The tournament is held each year to raise funds for the Milk and Cheese program, which supplies cheese to various food pantries. Ed Chitwood is the organizer of the event.
This is probably one of our biggest money makers for the, it kind of puts us over the top. So we have enough money to take cheese year-round to all the pantries. We do Muscadet, Richland Center, Lone Rock, Boscobel, and we've had a little bit more money in our account, and I thought it's kind of foolish just leave the money sit there if we could help somebody out. So periodically we take some to Highland also.
The tournament is very popular, but the day will also feature a variety of other events.
The 1:30 shift is pretty much full right now. We have probably room for about 10 or 15 on the 11 o'clock shift. But I also encourage people to come down, whether you're a bowler or not, come down and help Will get something to eat. They have, like all bowling alleys, have really good pizza, chicken wings, you know, they have it all. And chances are there's somebody there that you're going to know and visit with. And they could buy a raffle ticket if they want to buy one. It's just, we try to make it a fun day and not to get into your pocketbook too deep. We've got a raffle table, we got a 50-50, we got a dice game. We have a meat raffle where you can win a half a hog. We have two sticks of sausage, two rings of bologna, two packages of brats, and 6 pounds of hamburger. So you've got about 8 chances to win on that. And then Lynette Kiever, she has made us a quilt for probably the last 10 years, and there's a quilt raffle. And you put your name on a card, and then that goes all day. And we'll get a hold of you if you win, and I'll make sure that you get it.
The cost to bowl is $15 per person and includes a free pound of cheese. To make a reservation, call Ed at 608-537-2340. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is currently drafting a strategic plan for managing the state's wildlife species and habitat and is seeking a public feedback on the plan's objectives. This strategic plan will guide how the DNR's wildlife program prioritizes its resources and work in the coming years. The DNR values public input and believes that it is important for Wisconsinites to weigh in on the draft's plan's objectives and share which are the most important to them. For more information on the strategic planning process and to participate in this public input opportunity, visit the DNR's Wildlife Management Strategic Plan Updates webpage. The webpage explains the planning process, contains a link to the input form, and allows you to stay engaged in the planning process by signing up to receive occasional updates. The input form will take about 10 minutes to complete. Participation is voluntary, and all responses are anonymous. For input to be considered, submissions must be completed by this Friday, February 28th. Richland County Health and Human Services and Center Cinema will host a movie night for children with disabilities. Children with any disability qualify for a free ticket voucher for the movie Paddington in Peru on Wednesday night, March 5th at 6. The voucher also includes popcorn and a beverage. At least one parent or guardian must be able to attend the movie with their child. Parents and guardians also qualify for the free ticket voucher. Center Cinema will make the theater user-friendly by turning the volume down a notch and opening up more area for children using wheelchairs. Siblings are also invited to attend at a cost of $7, which also includes the movie, popcorn, and a beverage. Those interested in attending may pick up vouchers at the front desk at Richland County Health and Human Services. Today's winner of $75 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Casey Peterson on ticket number 302.